Good morning, everyone. Today's Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions to get into, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, do you like spicy food and how much can you tolerate? I mean, I think I like kind of spicy food. I like a kick. I don't want it to be, like, super spicy. But I can tolerate pretty high spice. Like, I've had a ghost pepper. I've had scorpion peppers. Not willingly, but I've had them. So, I know I can eat very spicy things, but it's not definitely what I'm, like, looking forward to. Thank you for your question. Savannah asks, hey, Kay. Hope you're having a great Monday. I'm a huge Marvel fan, so I wanted to know if you're a fan as well. If you are, then who's your favorite character in film and why? And what are you looking forward to, Phase 5 and 6? Let me answer. So, favorite character? I don't know. I like Marvel. I think I'm kind of worried about the current state of the MCU, but I enjoyed the first, basically up until Endgame, I think it was pretty solid. I mean, there were some misses in there, like, Thor Dark World was kind of a mess. Like, there was the occasional, like, bomb, but on the whole, it was pretty decent. But then post-Endgame was kind of all over the place. Loki was, I think, the strongest thing to be put out post-Endgame. But, yeah, what's my favorite? Who is my favorite character? I'm trying to think. It's so hard. I think I'm really partial to Mark Ruffalo's Hulk. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk's been pretty good. Yeah, I've actually really liked Mark Ruffalo. I'm just sad there's not been a solo Hulk movie. Like, there really hasn't. I wish they did Planet Hulk. Like, Planet Hulk would have been cool. But yeah, I think Mark Ruffalo's Hulk is probably my favorite out of all of them. I mean, Loki's really good. Tom Hiddleston's Loki is also pretty strong. Yeah, either or. And my favorite film is probably Ragnarok out of all of them. Yeah, I think Ragnarok. Winter Soldier is also really good. Winter Soldier is fantastic. I think Winter Soldier, Ragnarok. Obviously, Endgame and Infinity War is very strong. Like, those are obviously great. But I don't think those count. I don't think you can include, like, the big Avengers tie-in movies, because those are always usually pretty good. The weakest one was, I think, Civil War. But even Civil War had, like, that sequence, that redeeming fight sequence in the airport in Hamburg. So, yeah, I don't know. They're all pretty good. Phase 5 and 6, I think I'm most excited for all the King the Conqueror stuff. I love King the Conqueror. So, like, Secret Wars is going to probably be cool if they do it right, I'm excited. But, yeah, so thank you for the question, Savannah. Let's see. Ooh, Nadia asks, have you ever been to the UK, and how British are you? The way you say certain sentences and some of the words give me a British vibe. So I've dated a lot of people from the UK, and my mom and both my parents went to school in the UK. So there's a lot of Britishisms I think I adopted from all that. Like, the way I spell color and favorite and stuff, is I've put U's where they shouldn't by American standards and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's probably why you hear and see Britishisms where from an American. That's because family and partners have really, you know, pushed British culture into me. So yeah. Thank you for your question, Nadia. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you ever go vegan or vegetarian? Oh, I was vegan for a summer. I was like fifth or sixth grade. I was young when I did vegan for a summer. I couldn't do it. It was hard. I really suffered. So yeah, I would love to, but it's just not in me. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, good morning, beautiful soul. Oh, thank you. What's for breakfast today? Stay hydrated. Breakfast is going to be a banana. I haven't eaten it yet because I try to roll out of bed and then record these like first thing in the morning because people usually want to hear my like gravelly morning voice. So But yeah, I'll go get a banana right after this and drink plenty of water and, you know, actually start my day. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I started my period on Friday and you posted the audio or the period audio on Saturday. How did you know? No, but seriously, how do you plan the period audios? Because somehow they're always on time. So I try basically to get at least one period audio out every month. And my goal is to try to get it out between the second and third week. Because statistically speaking, that's when the majority of my audience may be on their period. So statistically, it kind of lines up. But yeah, so if it lines up, if the audio gets posted and your period just started, it's just luck of the draw. It really is. But I am really trying to get a period audio out at least once a month because it's always going to be applicable. So anyway, thank you for the question. I really appreciated it. Anonymous asks, would you ever want twins or multiple children at once? I don't know. I really like sleeping. And if I have more than one kid at once, that's never going to happen again. I think after the first one, I'd be more open to having multiples. But I think I need one first, and then we can start talking about multiples like twins or, oh my God, triplets, Jesus. That is really hard. Like, two under two is a real challenge, so I can't imagine having twins or triplets. That sounds very challenging. So, I mean, if that's, I wouldn't be upset if that was my first one. I'd be like, oh, but I would just be like, it's going to be a lot of work because one child in and of itself is a lot of work, but I can't imagine how much work two kids are at the same time. Oh my God. So, yeah. Thank you for your question. Let me see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, hope you're doing well. I am. What's your outfit of the day today? Well, currently I'm literally wearing basketball shorts and no shirt because I just woke up. But I will be getting dressed at some point. I have no idea what I'm going to wear today. I'm like looking in my closet now that you're saying that. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta get dressed in a little bit. But currently that's what I'm wearing. That's my current outfit. I'm probably going to throw on some jeans because I gotta go out and do some stuff. So probably jeans and a shirt. thank you for your question. Let's see. T.I. asks, hey Kay, happy new year. Happy New Year to you too. So if I remember correctly, you live in the South before. As a fellow Southerner, I have to ask, have you ever had a pub sub? Yes. And have you ever been to Publix? Yes. If so, what's your go-to order? I get the chicken tender sub is the one I usually get. But I've been told it's like the worst pub sub, so I need to like try a different one. But yeah, I usually get the chicken tender one, but apparently that's like the one that you shouldn't get. I should get turkey because it's like way better. So maybe I'll get a turkey pub sub at some point. But yeah, I love pub subs. They're usually pretty good. And yeah, Publix is usually my go-to. I'm not a Winn-Dixie person. Publix. Publix is my go-to. Thank you for your question. All right, let's see. A Divine Frenzy asks, hey, Knight, thank you so much for asking my last question about sick days for actors. Now I know what... do you like to talk about film and TV? I feel like you're the perfect person to ask this question. What happens in Tenet? I truly have no idea. Usually when I have no idea what's going on in a movie, I don't enjoy the movie. However, every time I started to get frustrated during Tenet, John David Washington would start doing shirtless pull-ups on a ladder. Or the kick-ass score would come in and I would be like, actually, it's okay that I have no idea what's going on. At first, it didn't seem right for there to be a Christopher Nolan movie without Hans Zimmer without doing the score, but I think Tenet is actually my favorite Nolan score. I agree, Tenet score is really good. Maybe I don't want to give spoilers here for people who haven't seen it yet, but I would like it. But I think it would be a fun topic for Night Rambles. I agree, it would be. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spoil the movie because I could explain the movie very easily, but I don't want to because it will literally spoil it if you haven't seen it already. All I can really say is the whole movie is a paradox. Like the structure of it is paradoxical. Like you, the entire premise of Tenet in itself is a paradox. Like it can't exist without it. So if you go into the movie realizing that it's a paradox, it changes your perception of why, like the things that are like, that's implausible, but it doesn't matter whether the plausibility, because it's paradoxical. Like you can't, like you're not meant to rationalize it in that sense. Like as long as you understand the structure of how people are moving in the movie, in a time fashion, that's like the more important part. Maybe I will do a ramble about Tenet. I love Tenet. It's probably one of my favorite Nolan movies. Mostly because you can watch it over and over again and get more every time. Like most Nolan movies, you have to watch about probably 3 times at least before you're like really, like you really get the full experience. Like I think, yeah, like Inception's like a 3 watch. Interstellar's like a 3 watch. Yeah, like most of those movies, you watch 3 times and you're just like, oh yeah. You can really sit in what happened and get a really good sense. I don't know. It's good filmmaking. Christopher Nolan is unlike any other director right now working. And not just because of his vision, but like the way he gets funding for things that are just kind of crazy, and the way that his big budget movies still make money. It's nuts. I'm really excited for Oppenheimer. That should be coming out soon. If you don't know about Oppenheimer, look it up. It's going to be really good. I'm so excited. Anyway. Maybe I will do a night ramble about it. It'll be a long ramble, but maybe I will do a ramble about Tenet. Thank you for the question. All right, let's see. Chicken asks, as a grown man, thank you. do you think it's appropriate for a woman to take action first? I've been meaning to tell my crush that I'm attracted to him, but I'm scared that he'll block me. I feel like we have very good chemistry and we have a lot in common. I have a feeling that he's also talking to other women, or maybe involved with somebody else. If you were in the guy's position, what would you do? What would be your reaction? I mean, if you just tell me straight up you have a crush on me, I would either be like, I have a crush on you too, or I don't have a crush on you, and you'll get like your answer. And I mean, I don't know if it's gonna be the answer you want, but I think it's better to ask, especially if you're uncertain about if he's talking to other women or if he's involved with someone else. I think it's really important to definitely ask, hey. Are you seeing anyone? Are you, like, I guess you can ask about his status would be a first question. Like, hey, do you have a girlfriend? And if his answer is no, then be like, then you can, like, maybe ask. Be like, hey, are you into me? I don't know. I think it's kind of hot when a girl makes the first move, but that's just me. But, yeah, if a girl's, like, confident enough to be like, hey, what do you think? I'm like, okay, oh, shit. Like, I don't know. It, like, yeah. Like, when girls come on to guys, I think... Well, there are certain guys who aren't going to be there for it, but me personally, I'm always here for it when a girl's like, yeah, I'm into you. I'm like, oh yeah, that's like, I don't know. But I also want a woman who knows what she wants. Like, I think that's like really important. So, I hope that helps. Good luck, chicken. I think communication's always key. So, the path of communication, I think, is going to be the path of success. So I hope that helps. Let's see. Damsel in Delight asks, ooh, it's a 3-parter. Would you retire on a farm or a beach or a slow-paced city like Lisbon? That's so hard. I think I'm going to say a beach. Yeah, I'm going to say a beach. I don't know why. I just have in my head the starting zone from Kingdom Hearts, like that beach. Like, that's where I would want to retire. Like, that's the speed of my retirement is, like, the... Oh, my God. What is it? Fantasy Isle or whatever the island is from the... I started replaying Kingdom Hearts recently, and it's the only reason it's in my head. Yeah, that would be... That's where I want... A beach, I think, is where I want to retire. Also, the music's so nice. Sorry. So much Kingdom Hearts in my head. describe your favorite cuddling position. I'm a big proponent of spooning. Spooning's great. So I'd be behind you, and you'd be like in front of me. My arm would be like underneath the pillow, and you put your head on the pillow, and then I can just lay there forever. That's so comfy. Or your head on my chest is also a great position. I don't know. I don't think there's any wrong way to cuddle. I think when two people intertwine, it's just nice. So, and then the last question is: at what length do you keep and maintain your beard? And how do you maintain your beard? So like scissors and a razor, electric razor is usually what I use. And the length, I try to keep it, like, I don't want it to be so long that I can grab it and pinch it between 2 fingers. I think that's too long. So I try to keep it shorter than that, if that makes sense. But yeah, that's usually my goal with my beard, is like, if I can pinch it with two fingers, it's too long. So, yeah. Thank you for the questions, Denzel and Delight. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Ayomi, I hope I pronounced that right. Hey, I hope you're doing well. According to your last get to know night, you broke your skull. That was a long time ago, but how on earth did that happen, and how long was the recovery? I never realized you can break your skull. It was a very small hairline fracture. I got hit with a pipe. It was a fight. it hurt. It sucked. The worst part was the cut through the skin, and that shit was, the stitches were the worst part. But like, yeah, I don't know. It didn't take too long to heal. It wasn't too bad. My bigger concern was concussion. I walked it off. I genuinely didn't know I was injured for a while. I was like, oh, I'm fine. I was like, I'm just bleeding a little bit. It's not a big deal. And then I went to the hospital, and then they realized what was up. And then I had to be awake during the procedure because I were concerned if they did anesthesia, I would die. So I had to do the whole thing conscious. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. Well, it's not too bad. Thank you for your question, Naomi. And I think, one more. Juliet, Taylor Swift, maybe? Is it Taylor Swift? Okay, hey, Taylor. What do you think about dragons? Also, hi. I think dragons are great. I think partial to the chromatic dragons, particularly. But yeah, I mean, I think dragons are pretty good. I think they're a useful, like, boss element. I don't really like having them too early in a campaign. I think it's kind of, like, it fucks with your power scaling. Like, you can't really have a, you know, level 10 party run into a dragon. Unless you have a lot of them. Like, I don't know, you're playing with, like, 8 or 9 members. You can maybe run, like, a low-level dragon encounter. I don't know. Yeah, you could. But either way, I like dragons. I think they're cool. I think narratively they're really interesting. I think their association with, like, greed and wealth and avarice is really cool. Yeah, they have a cool suite of powers. Most of the dragons I'm, like, conceptualize of are, I think, harking back to, like, Tolkien, you know, like Smaug, and like the very traditionalist idea of like a dragon, even maybe back to like the English and like Welsh interpretations of dragons, like King George the Dragon, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, yeah, dragons are awesome. I think they're great. That's why I think the Welsh flag is so awesome. You have a fucking dragon on your flag. Badass. But yeah. Thank you for your question, Juliet, aka Taylor Swift. I really appreciate it. And with that, that brings us to the end of this episode of Get to Know Night. If you have a question and you want me to answer it, feel free to leave it in the doobly-doo down below. There should be a link that can let you ask whatever you like. If you have a idea, I suggest looking up Idea Submission, I think it's under Idea Submission, where you can request whatever idea you want for an audio. But yeah, I've been Nine, and I will talk to you all later. Bye now.